Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours,
Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
$1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show, TGIF, Friday, April 28th. Wait for it. This is our last Friday we're together in the month of April. We're going to start Monday. We'll start May the 1st. Are you up early with me? Early morning drive time or early afternoon drive time? Four stations, four different hours. We always say we don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want it to be the best hour of your day. After you spend an hour with me wearing red, eating chocolate, you'll be the smartest person in the room. We fill that hour with the Daily Datebook, lots of community activities, Desert Datebook, mystery songs, fun this week too, great interviews, that's the heart of it all, great giveaways, presents for you, and at the end of the hour, if there's a little time, we play my songs. We post everything when we're through to my website, my Facebook page. You can podcast us. You know the rules. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. Do you have your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
I'm trying to read my writing. I think this is Arbor Day, and it's also National Superheroes Day. Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival. It's called the International Jazz Day. It is Sunday, April 30th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Vicky's of Santa Fe. I'm going to try and be there. We had Sweet Baby Jay on the show yesterday. So I'll meet you out there at Vicky's of Santa Fe. Website, pswomensjazzfestival.com. Fantasy Springs presents, this is cute, Twisted Gypsy. Now that's a Fleetwood Mac tribute. I wouldn't have gotten that from Twisted Gypsy. There's got to be a song clue in there. That's tonight. It's free at the Rock Yard. FantasySpringsResorts.com. Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents Creative Arts Temple Friday Night Live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers. Selected Friday nights at 6 p.m. Facebook, YouTube, their live stream. Check everything out at creativeartstemple.org. That was a pretty good reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, you love it when this is the Friday that we talk to everybody in business. It's the show where Joey talks very little. Brady Sandal is here from Brady Sandal Real Estate Group, Keller Williams Luxury Homes. David Perry is here from David Perry International Productions, yada, yada, yada. And we start off, and I've got your questions, with Dennis Van Buskirk from
Ascend Insurance. Hello, Joey.
Dennis has been playing pickleball. Tell our Joey pals who are my age what that is.
Well, most people your age do play pickleball.
Oh,
yeah, it's a great sport that gets out. It's like a combination. Most people, well, actually, it's the fastest growing sport in the country right now. And so it's really good. For people like myself, as you know, I sit down all day in front of a computer, so it gives me an opportunity to go out there and play. It's a combination of like tennis and racquetball, but it's outside and a lot of great people that you meet, and you know, just it's great exercise.
A ball and a racket?
Yeah, it's a paddle. A racket's more for tennis.
Okay.
But you play with kind of a wiffle ball, and so it's not a tennis ball. It's light, has a whole bunch of holes in it, and it's a crave. I mean, parks are, and you know, it's a good thing if you're a pickleball player, but if you're a tennis player, they're taking out the tennis courts and putting pickleball courts in. So you got to find the you got to find a happy equilibrium for the both. So.
Do any of your six sons play pickleball?
They do, but they just for dating. You know, they just go out with their girlfriends or their friends, and it's a nice date, and you don't have to put any money into it. And so it's a good way to get out. I mean, you know, the chiropractors and, you know, everybody orthopedic, they all loved, you know, pickleball because, unfortunately, there's a lot of injuries that are going on, especially with the elderly people. So,
well, that'll help because you're in the insurance business.
No, I don't want injuries. I want people to be healthy. So
let me go to the questions. And thank you, Joey pals. I write them down in the middle of the night whenever you email them to me. People wanted you to comment on what are all the issues around having an altercation with an uninsured motorist. See, I don't even know what that means.
Well, I was just involved in a car accident just not too long ago. Luckily, it wasn't our fault and nobody got hurt. But actually, they had insurance. But for somebody who doesn't have insurance, and if you have uninsured motorists, there are many types of auto insurance plans out there. The majority of your listeners who are listening, I'm sure they have uninsured motorists, and it usually equals the amount of their bodily injury limits. So for an example, the law requires you to have $15,000, $30,000 for bodily injury. The first number that you see is for the one person. The second number means total per accident if there is more than one person in the vehicle. So the uninsured motorist protects you as a person who gets involved in an accident and it wasn't your fault. You will be able to help recap any of your losses for a bodily injury because the other party didn't have insurance.
So you take care of everything for me. So my Kemper.
Yes, you do have bodily injury. And I've been doing this for 26 years, and out of the many, many, many thousands of clients that we have, not one single person doesn't have bodily injury. So it's something, especially, you know, it's a law to have auto insurance in California, but you also know that how many people, you know, people don't have insurance. A lot of people buy the insurance and then they get the card that says for 6 months of coverage and they only pay for the first month. So, and you know, or somebody forgets to get added on their insurance policy or forgot to say, you know, oh, I have insurance. Oh, and then find out, you know, I didn't make the payment in time. So that's when uninsured motorist comes into play.
Okay, Joey pal, you know who you are. We remember that all the years Dennis has been with us, he has never, ever failed a Joey pal. He either gets you more coverage for less money, the same coverage for less money, or there's a third one that I can never remember. Do you remember what it is?
No, but you get me.
Yeah, you get Dennis. And Dennis hablo español. Okay. Here's a question. It's not one from a Joey pal. Okay, my grandson Dalton is here. If Dalton were to drive my car, do I have to insure him on my car, or can I let him drive it once in a while, or how does that work?
Well, good question. Plans have what we call a permissive user.
What's that word?
Permissive user means that other people can drive your vehicle with your permission if they do not live in your house.
Okay.
So if your grandson was here just visiting just for the week and he has an active license, you know, he can drive your vehicle. But if he now moved in with you, no, he's not covered on your vehicle unless you call your insurance company, which is in this case me.
Yes.
And we add him to your policy.
341-3477?
341-3477?
Right. It's on my speed dial. I'm always in trouble. Okay. Another question from a Joey pal for Dennis Van Buskirk. They read that they're going to lose their Medicare and Medicaid in California. What does that mean?
That's not going to happen. It's, you know, yeah, that's not going to happen. It may be just a scare tactic, but it's not going to go away. Medicare, everybody who worked some type of a job throughout their life will get a Medicare automatically because that's what you've been paying. Medicare B, it's not automatic. You have to request it, and it's additional anywhere from $50 to $100 per month. And so you have to get Part B. Then once you get Part B, then you get the Medicare supplement, or you can get the Medicare Advantage plan, which is the HMO plan. And the HMO, you really don't pay much for it, but you have to go to their doctors, and you have to get pre-approval for any type of work that you might want to get done. So I always recommend the Medicare supplement, like what you have. You have the, you know, as you know, my father-in-law, he passed away a few years back, and he was a Medicare supplement. No worries about doctors. He just goes and sees pre-referrals, no nothing. So it's the best way to go. So if you can afford it, it's really not that expensive, especially for somebody who's been paying $400 to $600, $800 a month. You know, Medicare supplements can run from anywhere to $140 to, you know, whatever your age is, like $300. So it depends on your age. So definitely go the Medicare supplement if you can.
And don't ever try this at home alone. 341-3477. One more question. Somebody read that good drivers are going to pay less car insurance in February in California?
Well, good drivers always pay less if they can than bad drivers. So nothing to do with February. What's happening right now, the insurance industry is really, really, really difficult.
I don't want to hear that.
We have so much work and so much underwriting. If you are one late on your auto payment, they will cancel you and you cannot get reinstated. You are done. They want to underwrite your whole policy because during the whole COVID time, over the last year and a half, 2 years, all these insurance companies have been pleading to get their rate increases and rate differences to go in, but the state of California has put everything on hold. But now we're coming out of it, so now all the insurance companies are reevaluating their books. So they cannot cancel you for any reason except for non-payment or underwriting. So, listeners, make your payments on time. If you're one day late, they cancel you. Give us a call at Ascend Insurance because they will not reinstate your policy. And then, not only that, these insurance companies have a 7-day or up to 30-day hold for all new business. So they're cleaning their books. They want to get rid of people and underwrite all over again. So
then you're driving around with no insurance.
No insurance, but hopefully you'll know that. And then, you know, it's important to give us a call.
Let me ask you the funny question, though. You've got me with Kemper, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's automatically paid out of my Bank of America online bill pay. So what if the mail doesn't get delivered to them on time? It's not my fault.
That's your fault. Yeah, it comes down to you.
But it's not. It's not. It's not.
So you got to keep control and make sure there's money in the funds, and yeah. You know, and it's paying, because can't, a lot of these companies aren't even writing right now. They're not even accepting new business. I have, you know, friends who are writing from other companies, and you know, well-known companies, and there's, like I said, there are 7-day holds, you know, 20-year, you know, hold, I mean 20-day holds. So they're sending their business over to us, but most of our companies too, they're, you know, they're on hold as well.
Oh, my stars, I'm nervous now, because I thought I was doing so well. All of my insurances are with you, and everything's set up. I haven't screwed up in quite...
You've been a good girl, yeah. So yeah, I haven't heard much from you lately, so that's good.
So now I have to count on the U.S. mail. Okay, let me watch that. Tell everybody where you are. You speak Spanish. What's the specials at Ascend Insurance? I can do the website, ASCENDINS. In other words, Ascend INS.com, 341-3477.
We are just in the middle of the desert, right off the 10 freeway, right across the way from the DMV in Palm Desert, University Village. We have a beautiful location. I have a wonderful staff. My son now is working with us. You know, eventually in 10 years, he'll take over. But I'm excited, you know, but right now it's really difficult, like I said. So we do all types of commercial insurance, general liability. Right now, I'm insuring a lot that somebody just bought right across the street from Palm Springs, 10.5 acres. I'm just doing a vacant lot insurance.
Why do you insure a vacant lot, she asked?
Well, people sometimes, unfortunately, you know, they walk on these empty lots and they fall down and slip. And there's homeless people who try to make a dime sometimes, or anybody.
Oh.
So you definitely want to insure a lot. And it's only costing them, with my fee, $700 a year for $2 million of coverage. So that's for 10.5 acres of commercial property. So,
Okay, name the six boys.
Oh, gosh. Alex, Nathan, Derek, Dylan, Caleb, and Luke, and the grandkids, Olivia and Cole. Cole. Olivia just turned one, so happy birthday, Olivia.
A little girl after all those boys. It's always wonderful when you're here. You know so much. Joey Pals, this is the place to go. It's Joey English and Dennis Van Buskirk. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.